Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey, everyone. It's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or... wait, what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. Set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, the cattle futures were extremely strong in a market for the second day in a row, rallied. The feeder cattle futures were up 470 in August at 179.57. September's 412 higher at 181.52. The October's 375 higher at 183.45. Just a brief look at the chart here. This is the highest level we have seen in some of these feeder cattle futures going back to March. And so today's rally is reflective of the sell-off in the grain futures, but some optimism in the feeder market despite all this dry weather. I mean, I've just seen the drought monitor just seems to keep expanding, and I've seen sell barn numbers, it seems like, have ticked up. You know, based on cattle moving to the cells away from the grass as people run out of grass. So it's interesting to note here that the market is so strong given all this environment with the heat and dry weather. But we'll take it. Live cattle were 52 higher in August at 136.67. The October's up 85 at 141.27. December's up 70 at 147.20. And then lean hogs were about 15 to 60 higher to finish the day. We have boxed beef at midday up 78 on choice at 268.92. Select up 96, 243.96. I hadn't seen any cash trade develop up to this point in the week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Well, today's grain futures sharply lower following a USDA report at 11 a.m., but we finished 40 to 48 lower here on the front end of the corn. September down 42 and three quarters at 594, December down 42 and a half at 586 and a half. We haven't gone through the low 4 days ago, but we're within about 20 cents of those lows at this point. The beans were anywhere from 48 to 64 lower. November new crop down 64 and a quarter at 1340 and three quarters. Also not back to the lows, but close. Kansas City September wheat down 50 cents at 865. Also near the lows from about four trading days ago. So overall, this market has been under significant pressure following this USDA report. Basically, the report just showed higher ending stocks for corn, beans, and wheat, and that weighed on the market. Also, production, what may have been a little bit tight for corn and beans, they lowered production estimates just a hair. Not real big, but just enough to maybe give you a little bit of a bullish hope there. Did not win the day. The ending stocks, though, for the corn were 1.51 billion bushels. They're looking for 1.488. Beans are 215 million. They're looking for 208. So it's the hair bearish there in the market cratered.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.